Hello and welcome. If you've ever bought smart plugs and a shiny thermostat, waited for the magic, and then watched your bill go up, you're not alone. That's the smart home energy trap. Buying tools without a plan. Smart devices don't save energy by themselves. They enable you to save when they match the life you already live. Think great kitchen knives. You still need a recipe. Today, a simple playbook for real, repeatable savings. Not 10 hacks, 3 plays. And a roadmap that starts with your habits. Quick picture of what's possible. The average family spends a little over $1,000 a year on home energy. Used well, smart tech can cut as much as a third of that. But only if you stop guessing and start measuring. Step 1, audit first, automate second. Get curious. Where is your energy actually going? The worst offenders are often sneakier than you think. The cable box that never really turns off. The ready printer. The coffee maker keeping a tiny clock alive 24/7. Use what you already have. Many utilities offer smart meter apps with daily or hourly use. Watch yours for a week. Then grab a cheap plug-in power monitor, just one, and rotate it through your suspects. Entertainment center, gaming setup, home office. Let it sit a couple of days on each. You'll learn more from a week of measuring than a month of guessing. Do a lighting walkthrough. Count bulbs. Spot rooms that are brighter than they need to be, and lights that stay on when no one's there. Many homes are overlit. Dimming and occupancy sensors help, but the real win is knowing where the light actually needs to be. Climate is the biggest bite. Try this comfort test. In winter, set your thermostat to 68 for a couple of days. In summer, 78. Too chilly? Too warm? Note where you actually feel good when you're home and what you can tolerate when you're away or asleep. That awareness gives your thermostat something useful to work with. And don't forget hot water. It's often one of the biggest, least obvious drains. Not the TV, the steamy shower you love. That doesn't mean cold showers. It means getting smarter about when and how you use the hot water you're already paying to heat. From your mini audit, make a simple plan. Spot the vampires. Devices sipping power off. Prioritize the big four: heating and cooling, water heating, lighting, and entertainment. Set a goal that matters. Lower bills, more comfort, smaller footprint, or all three. Your goal decides what to automate first. Insider secret. The winners spend most of their time measuring and thinking, and only a little time buying and installing. 4 out of 5 setups underperform, not because the tech is bad, but because the plan is vague. If you try just one thing this week, plug that power monitor into your entertainment center for 7 days. See how much off really means still sipping. And let that nudge you toward your first smart power strip. Now, the part everyone thinks smart homes are about, automation. Do it right. The goal isn't more control, it's less. The best setup runs itself. Predictable, repeatable, intentional. You're not babysitting your house, you're teaching it what you like. Here are the 3 plays. Play 1, the daily routine reset. Picture your home tucking itself in at night. Game consoles, streaming boxes, and that tangle of chargers go to sleep at 11 p.m. on weekdays, maybe midnight on weekends. A smart power strip earns its keep here. Set and forget, respects your schedule, and kills the waste you never meant to create. Give yourself a big, friendly override. Guest in town, late night movie, tap one button and extend bedtime. You're in charge, not the schedule. Play 2, climate control optimization. Your thermostat should learn your rhythm. Think in seams, warm enough to get out of bed, relax during the workday if you're away, gentle cool down in the evening, comfortable sleep at night. Add geofencing if you like, so the house adjusts when you're headed home. If your utility charges more at certain times, nudge the schedule to avoid peaks. Small, consistent adjustments matter. A thermostat tuned to your life can shave a meaningful slice off heating and cooling, the biggest bites of the pie. You'll feel the comfort immediately and see the savings on the next bill. Play 3, the Energy Awareness Trigger. Not about turning things off, about telling you when something is off. A smart plug that pings you when the dehumidifier runs nonstop, when the off fish tank light draws more than it should, or when the garage heater kicks on at odd hours. That tiny nudge turns confusion into action. It's the difference between, huh, the bill seems high, and aha, that's the culprit. Notice the theme. These plays align with what you already do. Bedtime routines, daily comfort, and a heads up when something weird happens. You teach the house your routines once, and it quietly saves on your behalf. A quick word on lighting. If hallway lights stay on for hours, a simple motion sensor that turns them on dim and shuts them off after a minute or two is a game changer. In rooms where you relax, soften the default brightness. It feels better, costs less, and you won't miss the extra lumens you weren't using. Here's a one-week starter plan you can actually do. Day 1, spend 15 minutes taking notes. Which rooms glow when empty? Which devices are warm to the touch? That's your target list. Day 2, set up one daily routine reset. Pick the entertainment center or office corner. Schedule a nightly power down. Add the easy override, done. Day 3, program your thermostat around your real day. Morning comfort, away mode, evening ease, sleep. Use 68 in winter and 78 in summer as starting points and adjust by feel. Day 4, add one energy awareness trigger on a big plug-in device, dehumidifier, space heater, or garage freezer. Let it notify you when usage looks odd. Day 5 through 7, live with it. Notice what feels great, tweak what doesn't. Automation should feel like a helpful assistant, not a bossy robot. Mistakes to avoid? Chasing the newest thing. You don't need a gadget museum. Better beats more. A secondhand smart thermostat that matches your system and habits will outperform the fanciest model if the fancy one isn't tuned to you. Before you buy, ask, where does this fit in my 3 plays? If it doesn't, it's not a priority. Another trap, thinking every device has to be smart. Your fridge? Leave it alone. Your upstairs bathroom fan tied to a humidity sensor that turns itself off? Now we're talking. Aim automation at moments where it removes waste without removing comfort. And remember hot water. If mornings are your hot water rush hour, stagger showers or run the dishwasher at a different time. Sometimes the smartest move is a small habit shift, amplified by a little automation. If you like specifics, the written version of this playbook has checklists, numbers, and gear picks by user type. Think of this episode as the audio tour, and the article as the map you take home. Let's bring it home. The smart part isn't the gadget, it's you. It's the choice to measure before you buy, to build around 3 solid plays instead of scattering effort across 10 half-baked ideas. To say, I'll set this up once, test it for a week, and let it quietly save me money every month. Start with one outlet, one schedule, one alert. Watch what happens. Your home gets calmer. A few dollars peel off the bill, and you'll know exactly where to go next because your own data and comfort point the way. If you try the entertainment center test this week, tell me what you find. Which device surprised you? What routine will you reset first? Share your patterns, your questions, your wins. And when you're ready for the step-by-step details and beer suggestions, the full breakdown is waiting for you in the article. Here's to a home that feels smarter because it follows you, not the other way around. Thanks for listening, and happy saving.